USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is limiting exports of fentanyl and other chemicals to Russia and Belarus. The Commerce Department announcing the sanctions, citing the potential for them to aid in military aggression from both countries. The sanctions include lower-level items that Russia could use for chemical or biological weapons. The Department of Homeland Security is putting up $1 billion for a cyber grant program. The investment will help state, local, and territorial governments across the country to be prepared for cybersecurity issues and address other concerns. DHS Secretary Mayorkas saying in a statement that cyber attacks are one of the most significant threats to our country. On Friday, King Charles III and the Queen Consort Camilla visit the Welsh Parliament in Wales. As the King finishes Queen Elizabeth II's farewell tour, the King delivered a speech in both English and Welsh, displaying gratitude for the people of Wales, sending their condolences.
I am deeply grateful for the addresses of condolence, which so movingly paid tribute to our late sovereign, my beloved mother, the Queen.
Unionized freight railroad workers will receive 24% pay raises and $5,000 bonuses under an agreement reached Thursday with the backing of President Biden, averting a strike that would have damaged an already wobbly economy. The raises will be the biggest the railroad workers have received in more than four decades, and the average rail salary will now be $110,000 by the end of the five-year deal in 2025. President Biden is meeting with the families of Russian detainees Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan on Friday. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
After actions by a red state governor, people are finally taking note of the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
After years of illegal immigrants pouring into the country, border governors started sending a small fraction of these people and their financial burdens to places like Martha's Vineyard and Washington, D.C. That caught the attention of Washington lawmakers, President Biden.
Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud. What would be the best is for Biden to do his damn job and secure the border.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A flying car is creating a buzz at the North American International Auto Show. Detroit Fire Captain James Davis compared it to riding a motorcycle in the air during a test spin at the Detroit City Airport Thursday. A growing number of college students are cutting back on their studies to preserve their mental health. An Intelligent.com survey revealed more than a third of them are quiet quitting. The term refers to putting less effort into their work on the job or in the classroom. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.